Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, our friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 5 June 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're so glad you're with us, and I do mean that. And, of course, it's Wednesday night. Tomorrow means office day. And we should be in the office tomorrow between 9 to 4 Eastern. And we'd love to hear from you. And I mean that. I mean, whether you want to give a donation or order anything or not, that's not important. We want to talk to you tomorrow. And maybe I'm a little different than a lot of talk show hosts. Folks, I don't like to be hard to find. If you want to speak to me, I'm not hard to find, especially on Thursday. I try to be in the office all day to take phone calls, answer questions, maybe give some advice and spiritual counseling, whatever I can do to help you. We're here on Thursdays, 9 to 4 Eastern. Please feel free to call. And during the week, if you need me, you can call the office number, and Lisa will find me, then I'll find you. I'll call you back because I'm a servant just like you. I'm nobody special. Yeah, you say, well, you're a worldwide talk show host. No biggie. I'm only a servant. That's all that I am. I don't want to be anything else but a servant. So you feel free to call tomorrow. If you want to place an order, if you want to or give a donation tomorrow, you can do that by calling 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And don't forget, we're going to go through with the special for tonight on the grab bag. After tonight, we're going to end that because it takes a little bit of time to figure all this out and keep it going. And it's only fair for Crystal to only keep it going for so long. So it's available right now through tomorrow in the office. Folks, you get a heck of a lot of material delivered to you for the $55, a huge box full that you can use for a lot of things. So feel free to call us tomorrow. Ask questions, make comments, help us pay the bills. As I said, last month was the slowest month we ever had donations. I don't know what happened. It just was. This month is not looking much better. And of course, it's only the 5th. I realize that. But it's still not where it ought to be. So you all just pray about it and do what you think's right. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And I want to clarify one thing. I made a mistake the other night. I was talking about what it costs to live today as compared to a few years ago. And I know this is the top. That's not the top tonight, but I feel like I need to correct what I said. I said from 2020 to 2024, $50,000 in 2020 would take $91,000 to equal now. I meant to say 2,000. Forgive me for that, okay? 2,000 to 2024, almost double what it takes to live on $50,000 in 2000. It takes almost $100,000 to live on today. But I did look this up to make sure I wasn't totally off base. In 2020, if you made $50,000 a year to live the same lifestyle, it takes over $61,000. We lost over $3,000 a year buying power in the last 4 years. That does hurt. I feel it. You feel it. A lot of people feel it. I was talking to a teller at the bank today. She said many of our customers that ain't in their 70s are going back to work. Not because they want to, but because they have to. So that's important. It really is. And I understand why sometimes finances are a little tight to even help with this ministry. I feel bad asking. And I wouldn't if I didn't need the funds, for sure. But we're going to discuss something tonight with a gentleman named Stephen Wilford. Now, I'm going to let him tell you who he is and what he did in the past. I think you'll remember this gentleman whenever you hear the story. But he's also works with Gun Owners of America, a group that I have supported for many years. Larry Pratt and I, who was a former head of GOA, go back many, many years. Many years. Come back in the mid-90s, earlier, when I first met Larry in Charleston, West Virginia. He came down to speak, and I was speaking also. We become friends. Now, we don't get to see each other very well. We all have seen maybe 3-4 times in all those years. But friends don't have to see each other to be friends. I highly respect Larry Pratt and what he did with GOA. And his son, Eric, took over and has really built the organization up. He truly has. But our guest tonight, Stephen Wilford, is out of Texas, and he works GOA. We're going to ask him, talk about a lot of different topics tonight, but I'll bring him up first, let him tell you who he is, where he come from. Stephen, are you there?
Yes, I am here. I live in Sutherland Springs, Texas. It's one of the most beautiful little towns, and Mayberry, USA, as it is. It's under 600 total population in Sutherland Springs, Texas. I'm fourth generation here. I grew up on a dairy.
Well, good for you. Yeah. You know, I mean, we have those little towns everywhere. I'm thankful we got them in Texas here where I live in a little town called Nettie, West Virginia. We got about 500 people. And as you say, it's almost like a little Mayberry. No, it's not perfect. But compared to most places, it's a pretty good place to be. But tell the folks who you are. Give us some of your background and tell us what happened to you some years ago. But go ahead.
So in November 2017, November 5th, a madman came into First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, and started shooting through the walls and windows of a 100-year-old church, murdering people. And he moved into the church doors, shot through the church doors, moved in, and started going from pew to pew, murdering people and finishing people off that he had already wounded. My daughter made me aware that there was a shooting going on. I ran to my safe. I opened up the safe. I grabbed an AR-15 and a magazine.
Hey, you had one of those assault weapons? Oh, my goodness, how dare you? Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, the left doesn't like me very much because I use one of those mean, nasty, horrible rifles to defend my community with. And I had built my own AR-15. I built it myself. And I built it for competition. I used to be a competitive rifle and pistol shooter. And for your audience, if you know you're going into a battle and you have a choice of a rifle or a pistol, always choose a rifle.
Absolutely.
Pistol's a great tool when you can't get, you know, when you can't carry a rifle. A pistol's a great tool, but any of it is just a tool. And people think that an AR-15 is evil. Their AR-15 is an inanimate object. It's no good nor bad as the person that wields it. The murderer had an AR-15, and so did I, and mine stopped him. And I truly believe that God was with me, spoke to me that day, and urged me forward.
Amen. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Go ahead.
As I came out of my house and started running to the church, I yelled out. Inside the church, he had shot Chris Workman in the back, paralyzing him instantly. He shot Julie Workman in the breast and started to finish off Chris when he heard me yell, and Chris heard me yell. And he said, as soon as you yelled, his facial expression changed. And he dropped his rifle in the church and came out shooting at me with a pistol. I truly believe God called a demon out. And he came out of the church. He had on Class 3 body armor
and a ballistic bulletproof helmet. He started shooting at me. I ran behind a truck for cover and came up over the hood. I hit him in the left chest. I hit him in the abdomen. Both of those stopped by the body armor, but it woke him up. He started running for his vehicle, which was parked in the middle of the street with the driver's side door open and the engine running. When he turned to his side to get into the vehicle, I put one in his side, high in his side, between the plates. I put one high in his legs. He got in the vehicle. He slammed the door. He put two more shots through the side window. I busted one across his forehead, right underneath the rim of the helmet. And he sped off to turn the corner and was running as fast as he could. By the time I got in the middle of the street, he was about 150 yards away and fleeing. I put one through the back windshield. It went through the driver's side seat, hit him right at the left shoulder blade, and he topped the hill and out of sight. I flagged down a truck of a guy that I didn't even know, and we chased him 11.6 miles, and in the end, he put the pistol up underneath his helmet, pulled the trigger, and he killed himself, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, me too. Me too. God bless you for what you've done. And I say this sincerely. I'm 75 years old. I lost friends in Nam. I'm not just saying this to blow smoke. Unless you've been in a firefight, you have no idea what that does to your body, but and what it can, what does to your soul. And folks, this man is truly a hero. He didn't have to go down and help those people. There was no, he wasn't in the military, and they weren't ordered to go. He didn't have to go. He could have stayed in his house where he was safe. But this was a man that served God and loved his neighbors like he loved himself and said, I'm going to go no matter what the cost, and he did. Who knows how many lives he may have saved. He did save.
I think I was indeed ordered by God.
I agree.
And people say, yeah, but you could tell God no. And I always tell them when they say that is I don't want to live in the belly of a fish. That's a really interesting story told from someone else's perspective. But Jonah told God no, ended up in the belly of a fish.
Yes, he did.
I don't want to be that man.
Yes, he did. And way beyond that, I commend you, and I'm honored to speak to you. But way beyond that, it's a call that, yeah, you were called of God, but more than just sent by God to do that. Before this ever happened, you'd become a man that understood the calling of God to protect yourself, your family, your neighbors. And that's rare today. That's really rare today. Most Christians are so mealy-mouthed, panty-wasted that they wouldn't dare do something like that. They don't want, well, we can't harm somebody. Christ says to love them. That ain't what the Bible says at all. But nonetheless, thank you for that. Now, tell the folks a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind, Stephen. What kind of work did you do? What do you do? Phil, say a little bit about you.
Well, at the time, I had spent 34 years as a construction plumber with a medical gas specialty. So I installed medical gas systems in hospitals and construction. And after that 34 years, I had retired and taken a job with University Hospital as a maintenance plumber. So I started a second career as such. And the hospital really needed me to repair and maintain their medical gas systems. So I was drawing a retirement already from construction, and moved into a second phase of my life where I was getting paid just as much from the hospital as I was in construction, but I had my retirement on top of it. I thought I was sitting on top of the world, and I was also a praying plumber. I would pray for the people that were in the rooms and stuff. I even got calls down. Our hospital had a prison, and when police officers would bring prisoners into the hospital for treatment and stuff, I prayed for one of the officers that was going through cancer treatment himself, and I thought I was doing God's work then also.
Well, yes, no doubt, no doubt.
But and that was really strange because I didn't know after it happened what exactly God wanted me to do, and I was praying for some clarity on that too, and I got my marching orders. I was invited to the Arctic Circle in Alaska to speak with Native Alaskans about Christ.
Wow.
And,
wow.
So they flew me into Kotzebue, where they put me on an aluminum boat, and I went across the bay and 90 miles upstream into the river, into the Arctic Circle, where I got to talk to Native Alaskans about Christ.
How were you received? Just curious, how were you received?
Well, what they sent their missionary to actually go find me, and they said, if you want to talk to us about Christ, bring him here, because what we honor the highest in our culture is a man that would risk his life for his tribe. And we've heard him speak, and we know he's a Christian. Bring him here. We want to speak with him.
Okay.
And what an honor. That was a bucket list thing.
That was
and
a huge honor.
I could not believe it. And in August, I'm going back to Alaska.
Well, bless your heart.
Once again, I'm like Paul. I'm returning to the church and speaking. What an honor.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, congratulations, and I say that that you obeyed Christ, and he's used you as a vessel. Congratulations for that. Bless your heart. Now, may I ask you, how old are you now, if you don't mind telling me?
September, I'll be 62.
62. So you're a relatively young man so far. So the reason I asked the question, I want to know about how old you was when you went into the church. So you were not no longer a 25-year-old young man. You were up in your 50s then, weren't you?
I was 55 years old, and I'm short and fat. And let me tell you, if you see this much fat running, something serious is happening.
Oh, my. Well, now, you now work with the GOA. Is that true?
Yes, sir. Gun Owners of America. And you can find us at gunowners.org. And please sign up. We're fighting the fight for your rights. And if you're a gun owner and you're not in the fight, or you think you're in a fight with another organization, join Gun Owners of America. We are the only no-compromise organization, and we're the ones that are getting the most done right now.
Okay. And we got a lot to talk about on what's happening behind the scenes. We almost had a law passed that would made us, if we were going to sell a private farm, we'd have to do a background check. I'm talking about individuals here, folks. It almost went through. But tell the folks what happened with that. What was behind that, and what would that have caused if it went through?
Make no mistake, it was not a law. The ATF just decided, right along with the Safer Communities Act, that they decided that they could just start making everyone that sold any gun have an FFL or face 10 years in prison and $250,000 fine. And that's not a law. It's just a ruling by the ATF. All these alphabet agencies have just gone rogue. It didn't, you know, get passed through Congress and stuff. And so GOA filed a lawsuit. And we got Ken Paxton of Texas to join us in that lawsuit. And we filed the lawsuit in Amarillo, Texas. And the federal judge said that he was going to do a stay for that ruling so that the ATF cannot enforce it on the plaintiffs. And you say, well, who are the plaintiffs?
Now, folks, listen to this. Let me make a comment here, please, Stephen. Folks, listen to this. Now, listen very carefully. This is really a hair splitter here. Now, if you're not a member of the GOA, now you pay attention, I'm going to tell you. If you're not a member of Gun Owners of America, you're going to want to be after you hear this. Now, I'm telling you the truth. Go ahead.
So
the plaintiffs are who's the ones that filed the lawsuit. And since GOA brought the lawsuit, and we tried to get it nationwide, but the judge said no, he had to do it only for the plaintiffs. So any GOA member is exempt from the ATF enforcing this on them. And since Texas joined in on it also, the state of Texas is the only state that's exempt from the ATF enforcing this on it. So we have talked to our lawyers and stuff as what does this mean? And the lawyer said there was no date on when you had to be a member of GOA. And the fact that GOA will not give your membership up, the list of members, we will not. And we proved that with the bump stock ban, or the pistol brace black ban. We did the same thing with that. And the ATF wanted our membership, and we told them to go pound sand. Our membership.
To clarify this, anyone who's a member of the GOA will not have to comply with that rule, period.
Yes.
Is that right?
Okay. So any member of GOA has a stay now on this ruling.
And how about everybody
what's
else?
Really good.
How about the other people?
What's really good for everybody else is, so since the ATF cannot get our membership list, if the ATF arrests you for selling a gun, and you don't tell them you're not a member of the GOA, they've got to be real careful or they could be sued and they could even lose their qualified immunity. Now,
really?
let me tell you how serious that Brian Malinowski has made the news recently. He was the director of the Little Rock, Arkansas airport. Well, when the ATF decided to make this ruling, they decided that Brian Malinowski was selling guns for profit. They decided that they would get a warrant, and they knew where he worked. He ran the whole Little Rock, Arkansas airport. And instead, the ATF goes to his home, and they taped over his doorbell camera with duct tape and did a pre-dawn raid where they kicked in his door with no knock and just kicked in his door. Well, Brian Malinowski came out with a pistol in his hand, and if you kick my door in the middle of the night, I'm going to do the same because I think I'm defending my home.
True. Yes, yes.
They shot him in the head and killed him.
Wow.
That's what the ATF does.
Wow.
They didn't have to do a pre-dawn raid. They knew where he worked, where he had a six-digit job. It's not like he was selling firearms on the side to make money. He had a six-digit income. And they did a pre-dawn raid, and according to their policy, they were supposed to have badge cameras on, and none of them had badge cameras, and none of them filmed anything. And so they went into Brian Malinowski's home and shot him and killed him before the sun came up. And this wasn't but about a month and a half ago that this happened.
Is anything being done about that?
What's that?
Is anything being done about that?
Well, they are questioning Dittelbach, which is the head of the ATF, in Congress right now. But I'm going to tell you that was a Biden appointee, and they're trying to hold him accountable. The ATF is just a rogue organization. Pistol brace ban, and GOA got that overturned and a stay put on that until it goes through the courts, too. They made it illegal just because they decided it should be illegal. And what a pistol brace is basically is it allows handicapped and disabled veterans to be able to handle an AR or an AK style pistol. Say if they've lost one arm, they can use this pistol brace and still fire an AK or an AR or like firearm. And there's like 40 million of them out there. And the ATF just overnight decided that those pistols that have the pistol braces, they should be considered a short-barreled rifle. Therefore, they should be either destroyed or confiscated or turned in. And again, GOA fought that fight. And at first they fought the fight and we fought the fight. And we got it just for the plaintiffs again. And eventually the ATF arrested two of our members and the lawyer, C.J. Grissom, demanded that the ATF give them their guns back because they were GOA members. And they sent them their guns without the pistol braces on them. And he said, no, that's not the way it works. Send them their pistol braces back, too. And so they did. Because we had a stay. And they tried to get GOA to give them our membership list so they could know who they could prosecute on this and who they couldn't. And GOA said, no, it's not happening. You're not getting our membership list. So they went back to the judge and said, Judge, we can't enforce this if we can't compel GOA to give the membership list. And the judge basically said, you're right. So we'll make it nationwide for everyone.
All right.
For everyone. Not just GOA, but everyone. Well, so now, we made the pistol brace legal again.
Folks, are you hearing what GOA's doing? This is what GOA's doing. I'm not knocking any of the rest of them. But I'm a member of GOA for a reason. And this is a very important reason. We're going to go to break in about 1 minute. Now, after the break, Stephen, I want you to explain one more time about how the GOA members are immune from what the ATF tried to do about transferring guns. I want you to explain it one more time. And I want to ask you also, what are the odds you're getting that done nationwide again, just like you did with the other situation with the pistol braces? So, folks, I hope you're paying attention to what we're saying here. If you're not a member of GOA, for a bunch of reasons, first off, to support them what they're doing, because they're doing a great job for us. If you're not supporting them, then you're missing out on your ability to help someone make a difference, and they're making a difference. So join the GOA. Do it. And protect yourself in the meantime. Back at the break, folks, a lot more to talk about. And your phone calls and questions at 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60. A stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
You know, folks, over 31 years, I've had the honor of interviewing a lot of interesting guests. I mean, everything from movie stars to the rock and roll singers back in the 50s and 60s, and got to meet a lot of people and talk to them and get to know them a little better. And Kevin Sorbo and his wife Sam and all of them. I've been blessed, really blessed. And every now and then I get a guest on that really comes across as a surprise to what they've done and who they are. And I'm honored to know him. And Stephen's one of them. I mean, what he took a stand for, what he's done, what he's doing right now. Going back to Alaska again to speak to a men's retreat as a head speaker and trying to show people what it means to be a Christian and live it, not just say it, live it. That's an honor. And folks, the phone line's open, 844-769-2944. But before going further, before getting to other topics here, again, I want you to explain one more time how anyone who's a member of the NRA will be immune from this so-called regulation brought on by the ATF. And does the regulation still apply to anyone else that's not a member of GOA?
Yeah. So basically, it's GOA. You slipped up once and said NRA.
No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Okay.
But no. So the Safer Communities Act did a lot of things, and we're fighting all of them. Safer Communities Act. It sounds real simple and real good. You know, we all want safer communities. But what it makes 18 to 20 year olds have to go through a mental background check to get a firearm. And so it delays. If you're 18 to 20 year old and you have noticed that now all of a sudden if you go to buy a shotgun or a rifle, you have up to a 10-day waiting period to get your gun. And our federal government will put you in the military and give you an M16 and put you in an M1 Abrams tank and send you to a foreign country to fight for our freedom, but when you're at home, they expect you to go through a mental background check to buy a gun to be able to protect yourself, and that's just wrong. And a right denied, a right delayed is a right denied.
I agree.
So we filed a lawsuit on that also. What the Safer Communities Act also did is any school that had any kind of firearms training, even if it was a hunter safety course, that they were going to pull all of the funding for that school, all the federal funds away from that school until they did away with that firearms training.
Oh, my.
It also, yeah, and it also, what it did is it took our ability to sell a gun. And we have done this since the founding of this country. Say you want to sell a gun, just for example, you inherit Grandpa's old 45 Colt that's worth a lot of money, and you don't like guns, and you want to sell that gun. The ATF now says you must be a FFL, a federal firearms licensed dealer, to be able to sell that gun. But if you decide to sell that gun, then you are looking at 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. And we filed a lawsuit against that also. And so we filed the lawsuit in Amarillo, Texas. And what that did is the federal judge looked at it in Amarillo and said, yeah, this is unconstitutional, and we have a likelihood to succeed on the merit of our lawsuit. So he put us in, and that's important. That's important to note. We're likely to succeed on the merit of our lawsuit, to overturn it. And so he put a stay on it for the state of Texas, because we got Ken Paxton to join in with us. We love Ken Paxton, our attorney general, and for every GOA member out there has got to stay against it. And what this does, even if you're not a GOA member, which I think you should be, but if the ATF tries to enforce this on you, you can... If they ask you if you're a GOA member, you tell them, find out. Because they can't enforce it on a GOA member, and they can't prove you're not. I wouldn't suggest you lie to them at all, but I'm going to tell you, if they try to enforce it on me, I'd tell them, mess around and find out. Because if you arrest me, then I've got a lawsuit against you if I am a GOA member. And if I'm not, you know, then you might have a case. But you don't know one way or the other. So it really makes it unenforceable for the ATF, because they don't know. And we have over 2.5 million members right now, and we're growing. I would suggest you take that. I would like to hope that you, and it's $25 for an annual membership. It's $25.
It's almost free, a couple bucks a month. And folks, we're going to tell you how to join in a minute. But and again, the phone line's open, 844-769-2944. When's the last time you heard an organization that went to fight for something that's totally immoral and wrong? It's totally unlawful. And the ones who supported them in the battle, that's us, the members, are immune to that. That is phenomenal. I never heard that before in my life. So that would probably mean this will finally will include everybody. But if it does finally include everybody, it's only because the GOA got involved. Understand that. Now, if you want to join GOA, we'll give you a phone number in a minute. You can call to join the GOA. And I've been a member for years. And I'm so thankful that I am. So if you want to join them, we're going to give you a number to call, get a pen handy. We're going to give you a number so you can call and join the GOA. Go ahead, Stephen.
All right. Please please join us. We're you can find us at gunowners.org. Like I say, it's only $25 annual membership, or $1,000 for a life membership, and you'll never have to spend another penny if you don't want to. Well worth your money. And I'm a life member of GOA. They send me all over. I'm going to Wyoming, flying out tomorrow morning, going to Wyoming. I'm going to go speak with people, and then I'm going to Iowa after that, and then to Alaska, and then we're having our national convention in Knoxville, Tennessee in August 17th and 18th. It's called GOA Goals, and we're expecting to have 50,000 people there. We've got slots for 500 vendors, which is manufacturers like Smith & Wesson and CZ and Henry Arms, and they'll all be there. And we'll have a range day and media day, and then the show itself. And please come join us. And if you're a GOA member, you get in free.
All right,
we'll
folks,
have
you heard
classes
that.
To teach you how to argue with the government and how to fight.
All right. Folks, write down this phone number. It's a good phone number to remember. I like his phone number. Write this down. 888-886-GUNS. I love that. 888-886-GUNS. The last four numbers are 4867. 888-886-4867. 888-886-4867. Call, use a debit card, credit card, whatever, and sign up for at least a year, $25. Become a member, not just because you are going to maybe escape some heartaches because of this, but that you're helping fight these tyrants, and maybe leave something for your children that they can still count on, and being something that they're allowed to have and enjoy in their lifetime. And I don't know, I can't imagine why people will not be joining up by the thousands after hearing this. I can't imagine that. And boy, I can't believe the phone lines are quiet, but they are. 844-769-2944. Phone lines are very quiet. So what else is going on in the battle behind the scenes? I mean, what is GOA involved in now? What's going on?
Well, we're involved in the lawsuit in Illinois to try to overturn their so-called assault weapons ban, which is just basically a semi-automatic rifle ban, and standard capacity magazine bans that they're doing. We're fighting that. We got a red flag law overturned in New York. It was unconstitutional and recognized. We got Prop 114 in Oregon overturned. We're working all over this nation, and people understand, you know, if we win this lawsuit in Illinois and overturn their assault weapons ban, it is, and we do it in the Supreme Court, it is nationwide at that point. I mean, even California will not have an assault weapons ban anymore. And we're pushing it, and we're I'm going to tell you, good lawyers aren't cheap, and cheap lawyers aren't good. So we have really good lawyers, and we have to pay them also. They could very well get a job somewhere else, but they're passionate about what they do, and they are just knocking it out of the park lately, and we're getting involved. We don't pick the fights. The fight picks us, and we take every one of them.
Of course. Of course. That makes perfect sense. So what were you facing? You mentioned one. What other case you're facing? I read all the time. I get updates from the GOA on email. Read what's going on behind the scenes and what they're fighting. And you know what? Really, people don't think people understand this. I know that I can't comprehend it all. But you are doing this nationwide. This isn't just in Texas or West Virginia or New Hampshire. This is nationwide. You're fighting this battle nationwide 24/7. That is not easy, and it certainly is not cheap, is it?
It is not easy. And again, we are fighting the one in Illinois and in Maryland right now. And they're highly focused right now, because if we can, again, get the Supreme Court to listen, and to take the case. And if they overturn the high capacity magazine ban, what they call it, it's standard capacity magazines. A gun was meant to use that size magazine. And the assault weapons, as they call it, where it is a semi-automatic rifle, and we've had semi-automatic guns all the way back with Lewis and Clark.
Oh, yes.
Mapped out the nation. It's not something new, and we are fighting to get that overturned. And with Bruin, which was the Supreme Court case, with Bruin, they said that all firearms cases from here out have to be judged off of historic precedent, meaning all the way back to when the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791. If there was not a law against it then, there cannot be a law against it now.
Wow! That's powerful. Explain that. That's already been ruled on. That's already a rule.
That is what the Bruin decision said. And that came after the Heller decision. The Heller decision reaffirmed that it's the right of the people to keep and bear arms, and the Bruin decision. What it did is it said to bear arms means to carry arms, and they went on to say that if there was not a law against it in 1791,
right,
there cannot be a law against it now, and we're actually fighting to get nonviolent felons their right to be able to defend themselves once again, too. Our attitude is if you paid your debt to society and you're not a threat to society, then you should be able to have a gun to protect yourself and your family.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
My wife has a cousin that when he was in high school, he was 17 years old. He got charged with drugs, and he had enough drugs on him that they made it a felony. And he has lived his whole life, and he's a little bit older than me now, never having been able to own a gun to protect him and his family.
Or to hunt with, or anything, period.
Yes. And so he's been a stellar part of society since then. He's part of his church's leadership and everything else, but we have restricted him and said he doesn't even have the right. If you have paid your debt to society and you are not a threat to society, then you should be able to defend yourself. But if you are a threat to society, if we are deemed you a threat to society, you should never get out of prison. You should never be able to leave and breathe free air again. And that's what we truly believe. We need to stop the revolving door and letting dangerous criminals out on the streets. But if you're not a dangerous criminal, you should be able to defend your life with a gun.
Well, you know, and self-defense, of course, is the key. That's the Second Amendment in a nutshell. Self-defense and defense of neighbors and family. But also for the pleasures of owning and firing guns. I mean, I've always owned several guns. I mean, up to a few years ago, I was still buying guns. I'm giving away to my family now. But it's always been something I enjoy doing. You know, take my grandson down below the house here. I live out in the woods by myself and the wife, and put up some empty Coke cans and show them how to shoot a .22 rifle or a .22 pistol and how to shoot and teach them how to shoot. Done that with several young people. To me, that's pleasurable. Yes, I can use that for self-defense. Of course I can. But I also enjoy doing it with the family. I enjoy going hunting. I did for my brother and dad, and I hunted for years together. Dad's then went home, and brother and I are getting older, but we still try to, you know, get out in the woods and enjoy it. So it's not just folks for self-defense. The Second Amendment gives us a right to keep and bear arms, period, for that reason, not for duck hunting. But it's still a pleasure to be able to take those guns. Go ahead.
And make no mistake, the Second Amendment isn't just for self-defense and for hunting and sports shooting and stuff. It is also to fend off a tyrannical government.
Very true.
People need to understand. people need to understand that our founding fathers didn't come out back from a hunting trip and say, I want to defend my right to be able to hunt. Nope. They came back from war where a tyrannical government was oppressing this nation. And they said, that will never happen again. As long as the Second Amendment is in effect, that we have the right and, in some ways, the obligation to overthrow a government that gets tyrannical.
What? You said it.
That's what they're afraid of.
Our founders said it's our duty to overthrow such governments. It's our duty. We haven't done our duty for a long time because we sucker too much off the government. They feed us and clothe us now, so we don't want back to hand to feed us. But the GOA, folks, is one of the very few organizations that I support like this, period. I can't believe the phone line's quiet tonight, but it's really quiet. But, folks, I understand GOA is something that you need to join to help everybody and help yourself also. The number again is 888-886-GUNS. 888-886-4867. Or go to gunowners.org and check it out, because these people are doing something outside just talking and litigation. They're actually winning cases. They're not just blowing smoke and spinning wheels. They're making a difference. And I'm telling you, folks, this is kind of people that we need to support. So, Stephen, you're involved in all this. So what's going on now? What do you see coming in the very near future? I mean, our nation's falling apart. I mean, Trump had to give his guns up today because he's now a felon, a convicted felon. Well, I mean, we're seeing insanity take over in this country, and the common sense is all but gone. What do you see, because you're involved in this from the inside out now? What's going on inside the GOA preparing for the next battle?
I think the GOA is just part of the battle. I think that there is a conservative movement rising in this nation to try to take our nation back. I hope we're not too late. But I see a kickback against all of the woke nature and stuff. And the Bible talks, you know, that's the very thing that Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed over, you know. And
Oh, yes.
And like Jonah, when he went to Nineveh, if we don't turn back to God, we will pay the price for that. And
yes, we will.
Hopefully that we receive the word like Nineveh did and turn back to God. And I think there is a rising, and we are winning a lot of cases. And make no mistake, I don't care what you think about Donald Trump. It's our conservative Supreme Court that has held and has been able to take our rights back. And it's partially because of who he appointed to the Supreme Court. So we need to get out there. We need to vote. We need to do our part, because we can't do our part unless the voters do their part.
Well, obviously,
we have to take this nation back.
You are winning many battles, many, many battles. And folks, we're running out of time here. If you want to call, you better hurry. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. But now, again, join the GOA to help us all fight, but also protect yourself. I've never heard this before, ever. I never heard this ever happening before, but any organization that, because they stood up, everyone who's a member of the organization is protected from this unlawful grab, power grab, by the feds. I mean, I've never heard that before, ever. That's the first time I've ever heard that. So that is remarkable. Again, Stephen, I want to thank you for being out there and what you're doing. And I do appreciate it. I truly do. And I promise you I'll get you back on again sometime when you're in between travels.
Excellent.
So anything else you want to add? Anything else you want to add? Anything else that you want to add, Stephen?
My book, A Town Called Sutherland Springs.
Okay.
You can find it on Amazon, or you can actually find that one on GOA's website also, A Town Called Sutherland Springs.
Okay. Thank you so much, Stephen. Have a great time on all your trips. Enjoy yourself, and just please keep praying for everybody. We'll pray for you, and let's keep this thing rolling. What do you say?
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. All right, folks, we're just about out of time again tonight, and I can't believe phone lines are quiet. That's okay. I hope it's okay. I hope people are still listening and enthralled what we're saying and understand what we're trying to do here, because from what's looking, we're losing listeners by the tens of thousands. We're getting very little response at all, and maybe it's time for us to think about something else in the future. I don't know. I'm not in charge of this. I just work here, so to speak. I'm only a servant just like you. So maybe the Father's trying to tell us it's time to do something else. If it is, then so be it. So be it. That's fine with me. I'm his servant. He doesn't work for me. But if you all can help us keep the lights on, let us know you're still out there. We'd appreciate it. That's all we're asking. I'm not asking for a way to make a profit. I'm not asking for any way that I can take a paycheck out of this. We just want to keep the bills paid and keep this thing rolling as long as we possibly can, according to our Father's will, if it be his will. But if you think for some reason maybe it's time for something else to happen, then we'll make it happen. We'll let it go, okay? Because the phone lines have been very dead lately. The calls are almost non-existent in the office, even on Thursdays. So I'm just telling it like it is. I don't want anybody to feel sorry for them. I'm not doing it for that. But if something happens, we slide out of the picture. Please know that I didn't leave the air angry or upset or because I necessarily wanted to. Sometimes things happen. They're not pleasant, but life goes on. And my life on earth is getting down to a lot fewer years than it was just 75 years ago. A lot fewer years. Maybe I've said what I need to say. Maybe I've said for so long, getting old to people. I don't know. But you know where I stand. You know what I spoke about for so many years. You know where I try to put action behind my words. And by the grace of God, I've been blessed over and over again. So help us if you can, if you think it's the right thing to do. And pray that the Lord will open doors for us if it be his will. But according to all the signs I see right now, it's not looking good. And that's okay. Again, it's okay. Don't feel bad. Please don't feel bad. Because I know some of y'all would love to do more than you do, but don't feel bad. Our Father's will be done is all I can say. Over 31 years doing this. Yes, I sometimes get tired. The older I get, the more I notice I don't have the energy I did 40 years ago. That's okay also, because that's part of getting older. But I want to thank you again for being with us, and don't forget tomorrow is office day. If you want to call and talk to us, you may at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, call us at 304-846-4448. By the grace of God, I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Have a great night. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.